We feel that the decisions that we make for our patients should be free of any influences that could potentially affect those decisions otherwise.
Welcome to the Built on Results podcast, a series of conversations about the issues, the advocacy, and the wins on behalf of emergency physicians. Dr. Patsy Chinpanis is an emergency physician at the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland, Oregon. She also is president of the Oregon chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. Chinpanis and her colleagues recently helped pass a new law in Oregon that would strengthen protections intended to keep corporate influence out of medicine. This is Episode 10. We've got this.
Physician autonomy is really important to us. It's important to us because of the decisions that are made about medical care that have to be kept at the bedside, we believe. We believe that operations are best when the physicians who are seeing their patients, who care for their patients firsthand, and also who know their hospitals and their communities the best, the people who know how to navigate the system best, we believe should be the ones who are making the decisions about medical care and throughput. And I feel that keeping physician autonomy intact keeps the health and focus of what we do on our patients and our communities.
What's the state of physician autonomy in Oregon?
For the most part, I think it's going well, but I think there are issues that larger changes to healthcare infrastructure has changed. The doctor and patient relationship is the center of medicine, and clinical decisions that concern the patient should be made by the providers that are seeing the patient, deciding on what tests and treatments are needed, referrals, consultations, and all of that, because they have the responsibility for the management of the patient's health and care. We have a longstanding law that does support the relationship staying at the local level. It is a corporate practice of medicine law that was enacted in the 1940s and is actually intended to prevent corporations from interfering with physicians' medical decisions. The landscape of medicine, though, has changed drastically in the last 10 to 20 years, and I think this is the case everywhere. You know, we are certainly seeing some of that as well, where outside interests can buy parts of the healthcare infrastructure and influence how it is run. Some of this is venture capital interests, private equity interests, and some of those interests do take profits from the businesses for shareholders and Wall Street. And the profits that can be taken can come from several places and put the relationship between the patient and the physician second, which we believe it's really important for us to fight to make sure that that relationship stays first.
You mentioned the law that goes back to the 1940s, but you've also been able to pass new legislation on this topic.
Oregon passed a first-in-the-nation bill to address some of the corporate takeovers of medical practices in the state. This was led by House Majority Leader Ben Bowman from Tigard, and this was multi-session efforts that were done in order to close the loopholes in Oregon law that allowed private equity firms to employ or contract with physicians who were listed as owners in order to comply with existing law in Oregon, but these owners would lack true control over the medical practice. Oregon ASEP and ASEP were both part of that broad provider coalition that was led by Representative Bowman that strongly supported the landmark legislation. And I'm happy to say that we were successful at passing SB 951 last year. The law is legally complex and it will need to be monitored in order to make sure that it's implemented as it is intended.
So how does SB 951 improve the law that was passed now almost a century ago?
Specifically, it clarifies that clinical operations are to be controlled by licensed medical providers. It prohibits certain organizations such as limited liability corporations and limited liability practices from having final say over staffing levels, patient visit times, clinical decisions. It limits non-compete agreements as well and other corporate tactics that can be used to control a physician-owned clinics as well.
Tell us what you did to get the bill through the legislature.
There was a multi-specialty effort that was led by the House Majority Leader, Representative Benjamin Bowman, and he held many meetings with multiple stakeholders in order to really listen to everybody and make sure that this law was going to be addressing the core issues. Some of the events that had happened, I think, leading to some of the clinics in Eugene changing owners was some of what caught some of that attention. And I believe that's really what spurred a lot of that advocacy work. For us, I think we were able to work very collaboratively with a lot of the stakeholders in the process in order to make sure that the focus remained on keeping patients and communities at their healthiest and making sure that they receive the quality care in emergency medicine that they deserve.
How did emergency physicians help get the law passed?
We have a lot of really great members who are really involved with our committees and our advocacy efforts. There's a lot of our members who attend some of these multidisciplinary group meetings as well. We have a really, really great relationship as well with some of our other organizations that we work with for emergency care, such as the Oregon Medical Association, the Oregon Health Authority, and the Oregon Nurses Association that we work very closely and collaboratively with in order to make sure we have our shared goals and that there is a opportunity for all of our members who are interested to get involved and energize with the local issues. You know, this relationship is great because our members know the local issues, they know their communities really well, and they really come to the table with the ability to really advocate well for our patients, and we value that.
Any closing advice for your colleagues who may have their own policy battles to fight?
Well, I believe that it is really important to continue to advocate for the issues that affect your practice, your hospitals, your communities. You know your hospitals, communities, and your patients the best. And I believe that you should be at the forefront of these decisions and making sure that your concerns and questions are heard. That's actually something I really want our members to know, that our members are supported in the vital work that they're doing for our patients, our communities, and for our specialty. We're here to help, we're here to collaborate, and I believe we're here to advance emergency care in our state and nationally together. Our priorities, I believe, reflect those of our members, and that's why it is very important to hear from you, and we want to hear from you and support you, and we have power in numbers, and so we stand up for you and the colleagues you work with, and we believe that we can only do that if you want to join us in our effort and help us advocate for emergency medicine in the same respect.
Every day from now until March 28th, we'll feature a different story about the work of ASAP and its chapters. We'll talk about advocacy wins and work still underway to make sure you can do your job. We kicked off the series on March 11th. You can listen to those conversations and read more about ASAP's work to support laws and policies that protect physician-led decision-making by clicking the links in the show notes. There's also a website, ASAP.org/results. You've been listening to the Built on Results podcast, a production of the American College of Emergency Physicians. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.